Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa.
It's time for the recipe roundup. Today is going to be a shout out to smoothies. I'm not actually going to give you a recipe, but rather kind of a crash course in making a smoothie of your choosing. Smoothies are one of those foods that have been around for quite some time, yet seems to have reached a new level of trendiness in the last 10 or so years. While you can find made-to-order smoothies at many beverage or breakfast establishments, if you have a blender at home, they're so easy to make that really you should try your hand at making them. Making your own smoothies is also a great way to avoid filler ingredients that may be adding extra calories to your drink without adding much extra nutrition. So if you're using smoothies as meal replacement, it's important to optimize that recipe of your smoothie to match whatever your nutrition goals are, whether that's you want it to be a pre-workout or a post-workout drink that has a lot of protein in it, or maybe you just want it as a meal, still need some protein and some carbohydrate and some fat in it. All of those things are easy to do when you yourself are making the smoothie. There are countless recipes online and in books, so we're just, again, going to be talking about kind of how to put together one from scratch. You're going to start off with a base liquid, which can either be water or milk or a milk alternative like coconut or almond milk. You can also use yogurt, though you might have to add some extra liquid in at some point just so it blends properly. And you can use fruit juices as well, though you might want to watch out if you aren't into very sweet things. If you have fruit juice and pieces of fruit, it can become very sweet very quickly. Then once you have whatever amount you're using of that, you're going to pour that into your blender. And then the first thing you're going to do is blend in all of the weird bits. So that's like protein powders or supplement powders of any type that you're using, nuts or seeds or spices. This is just a good time to incorporate those to make sure that throughout the process of blending, they'll get the most broken down. This is also the time you're going to add in any greens that you're using, like spinach or lettuce or kale or beet greens. There are plenty of different greens that you can add in, though it's important to note that some greens like spinach and kale have certain nutrients that aren't available to humans unless the vegetable's been cooked a little bit. So the iron in spinach is mostly unavailable until it's been cooked a little bit. So once you cook it a little bit, you can throw it into the smoothie. You can let it cool if you don't want to throw in some hot spinach into your smoothie, but that also helps those greens to break down and make sure you won't have big chunks of salad in your smoothie. Once all of that has been pulverized and is completely blended up, that's when you can add any fruit or ice that you are wanting to add. I personally prefer to use frozen fruit so that any sort of coldness or frozenness is fully incorporated into my smoothie and I don't have those big chunks of ice that generally kind of water down a smoothie. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's exactly what you want if you're just looking for something refreshing and not necessarily as like a meal replacement or a pre-workout or post-workout meal. But once you have blended it all together, it's just a great little meal or snack, great for breakfast, and it's really fun and pretty easy, and definitely can be made easier with meal planning, which I'm sure some of you already do for your full-on meals. But with smoothies, you can kind of section out your frozen fruit and other ingredients into little Ziploc bags that are then frozen, or you keep in the fridge if you're using fresh fruit. And therefore, it kind of takes all the issue out of it. You're only using one tool, and that's going to be your blender, which can be a pain to wash. But here's a little tip about that. If you have a hard to wash blender, the best way to do it, once you kind of rinse it out once, maybe, you know, give it like a little bit of a rinse, then you can put water and soap inside of it, put it back on its blender stand, and, you know, zing it a few times. And that itself will get water and soap in most of the places in the blender. It'll make cleanup much easier. Thank you so much for listening to the recipe roundup today. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.